The Story of Black Beauty. Debbie saw the horse box as soon as she looked out of her bedroom window that morning. It was still hitched to Daddy's car. He must have arrived home very late the night before. She rushed downstairs. Her mother was in the kitchen making the breakfast. "Is it all going to happen just as Daddy said it would?" Debbie asked. Her mother nodded. "Yes, he came home with the horse box last night, and we're off a week on Friday." "I like that dressing gown you're wearing best of all, Mummy," Debbie said. It was a very dark red, and it reached to the ground. Her mother laughed. "It's very old, but it hides my bulge. That's why I'm wearing it." Debbie's mother was going to have a baby in a few weeks. Debbie was 7 7¾ to be exact, and she had never thought she would ever have a brother or a sister. Debbie didn't mind which it would be, but she knew that Daddy wanted a boy. Her mother was waiting for the kettle to boil. "When I make the tea, you can take Daddy a cup, and he'll tell you all about the holiday," she said. "He's rented a farmhouse right in the north of Scotland. Someone he knows up there breeds horses, so you'll have plenty to choose from." Debbie had fallen asleep in the back of the car long before they arrived at the farmhouse. It wasn't until the next day that she knew she was at the farm in Scotland. The farm lady was feeding the chickens when Debbie went outside. She showed Debbie the goats and some pigs and two lambs that had lost their mothers. Debbie helped to feed them with a bottle. In the afternoon, Daddy took her over to see the horses. There were 4 ponies for Debbie to choose from, but almost from the first moment, Debbie knew which one she liked the best. It was the second youngest, a sort of shaggy black one with white patches. The man said it wasn't very well marked and some of the others were better, but Debbie was quite sure. "Has it got a name?" she asked. It hadn't a name, so Debbie christened it Black Beauty. "The white patches might grow out as it gets older," Daddy said. But Debbie didn't care. Her pony was truly beautiful. Mummy had her baby just 2 days before Debbie's birthday, a girl. That was a surprise because almost everyone had said it would be a boy. So Debbie now had a baby sister called Emma. She had dark hair and very long eyelashes. Daddy had been right about the white patches on Black Beauty. They grew out before Emma had her first birthday. Now she was black all over, and as she was brushed every day, her coat shone. Black Beauty was the perfect name for her. She was quiet, too, and hardly ever gave Debbie any trouble. The very first award she won was for the best turned-out pony at the Gymkhana. Debbie pinned the rosette on her bedroom wall. "It won't be the last," her daddy said, and he was right about that, too. On Emma's first birthday, there was a children's party at their house. Before they went in for tea, everyone had a ride round with Debbie holding the reins and Daddy helping. Even Emma had a ride. Black Beauty behaved perfectly all afternoon. For the next Gymkhana, Black Beauty was entered for her first event, the obstacle race. There were marks for turnout and temperament, and of course you could lose marks at every obstacle. Debbie trained with Black Beauty every single day for 3 weeks, and for the last week she was brushed twice a day. Debbie was nervous on the day, but Black Beauty did everything absolutely right, and they won. There was a silver cup and a rosette for first prize. "It's amazing what TLC can do, isn't it?" said Daddy when they got back home. "What's that?" asked Debbie. "Tender, loving care," replied Daddy with a grin. "That's something we could all do with, as well as Black Beauty."
Outside the village hall, a
sample complete. Ready to continue?